It is possible for a non-discretionary trust to be converted into a discretionary trust. For example, a settlor could have created an interest in possession trust before March 2006, under which the property passes to a discretionary trust on the death of the life tenant. If the property is later distributed from the discretionary trust, an exit charge will arise. Similarly, there will be a principal charge on each 10-year anniversary. The date of commencement of the trust for IHT purposes is the date on which property first becomes comprised in the settlement. The date of commencement is therefore the date that the interest in possession trust was created. Therefore, principal charges will fall on each 10-year anniversary from the creation of the interest in possession trust. When calculating the IHT on the exit charge, we must adjust the number of quarters to reflect that the trust assets have not been relevant property for the full period. IHT is only charged on relevant property, and in the period before the discretionary trust came into being, the trust assets were not relevant property. Therefore, when calculating the actual rate of tax on the exit charge, we adjust the quarters as we did for added property. We'll do a similar exercise when computing the principal charge. By way of illustration, Leo created an interest in possession trust for his son on the 1st of April 2001 with £600,000 in cash. His chargeable transfers in the previous 7 years were £163,000. Leo's son died on the 15th of June 2005, and the trust instrument directed that the property be thereafter held on a discretionary trust. On the 21st of October 2008, the discretionary trustees appointed cash of £75,000 to a beneficiary. We will calculate the exit charge. The first principal charge will fall on the 1st of April 2011, being 10 years from the date of the original settlement. Trust assets are worth £900,000 at this point. We will also calculate the principal charge. First, we calculate the exit charge in October 2008. The trust commenced in April 2001 when Leo created an interest in possession trust for his son. The initial value of this trust was £600,000. This trust became a relevant property trust on the 15th of June 2005. The exit took place in 2008-09, so we use a nil band of £312,000. This is reduced by chargeable transfers in the 7 years before creation, which were £163,000. The chargeable amount is £451,000 and the notional tax is £90,200. The effective rate is 15.033%. We'll multiply this effective rate by 30% and then adjust for the number of quarters. Between the creation of the Interest in Possession Trust in April 2001 and the date of exit in October 2008, there are 30 quarters. Between the creation of the trust in April 2001 and the date the trust assets became relevant property on the 15th of June 2005, there are 16 quarters. The actual rate is therefore 15.033% multiplied by 30% multiplied by 30 minus 16 over 40, giving 1.5785%. The exit charge is therefore the property leaving the trust, £75,000, multiplied by the actual rate, giving £1,184. Next, we calculate the principal charge in June 2011. The relevant property in the trust in June 2011 was £900,000. The nil band at the date of the principal charge is £325,000. This is reduced by chargeable transfers in the 7 years before creation, which were £163,000, and by the distribution of £75,000 in October 2008. The chargeable amount is £813,000, and the notional tax is £162,600. The effective rate is 18.067%. We multiply this by 30%. We also need to adjust for the number of quarters, as 16 quarters had elapsed between the creation of the trust in April 2001 and the date the trust assets became relevant property in June 2005. The actual rate is therefore 3.252%. The principal charge is therefore the relevant property in the trust, £900,000, multiplied by the actual rate, giving £29,268. This next section covers Section 80 of the Inheritance Tax Act 1984. Section 80 IHTA 1984 applies where the settlor or their spouse had an interest in possession in property and, on their death or other termination of the IIP, the property becomes held on a discretionary trust. For trusts created on or after the 22nd of March 2006, Section 80 only applies if the settlor creates a trust on death of which his spouse or civil partner has an interest in possession. The effect of Section 80 is twofold. Firstly, trusts within Section 80 are not related settlements for the purpose of calculating exit and principal charges. Secondly, the property now held on discretionary trust is treated as a separate trust made by the person who was last entitled to an interest in possession in it. This means that the settlor of the trust is regarded as the last of either the settlor or his spouse to have an interest in possession. This is important for exit and principal charge purposes for two reasons. It is the settlor's clock we take account of when calculating the effective rate, and the initial value of the trust for exit charge purposes is the value of the trust assets at the date the settlor is deemed to have created the trust. That is, we use the value at the date the trust became discretionary. However, even if Section 80 applies, principal charges are determined by the date of the original settlement, i.e., the date the interest in possession trust was created, not the date that the trust became discretionary. Therefore, we'll need to adjust the number of quarters when calculating a principal charge. Let us illustrate how Section 80 works with an example. Mr. Jensen died on the 1st of August 2001. He made no lifetime transfers. His will directed that his estate, then worth £500,000, be held on interest in possession trust for his wife, with remainder to a discretionary trust for his children and grandchildren on his wife's death. Mrs. Jensen died in September 2004, and the assets of the trust, then valued at £600,000, thereafter became held on a discretionary trust. She had made lifetime transfers of £125,000 in the 7 years before her death. The trustees made a capital distribution of £80,000 to a beneficiary in November 2010. This will give rise to an exit charge. The inheritance tax implications are as follows. There was an interest in possession trust set up by Mr. Jensen for his spouse, which later became a discretionary trust. Therefore, Section 80 IHTA applies. The date of commencement for principal charge purposes is the 1st of August 2001, being the date that the trust was originally created by Mr. Jensen. The first principal charge will therefore be levied on the 1st of August 2011. We would then need to adjust the quarters to reflect the fact that the property was not relevant property between August 2001 and September 2004. For all other purposes, the discretionary trust is treated as having been created by Mrs. Jensen in September 2004. Mrs. Jensen is therefore the settlor of the trust. This means that to calculate the exit charge in November 2010, the initial value we use is that as at September 2004, i.e. £600,000 less any IHT paid by the trustees, and we use Mrs. Jensen's cumulative total of transfers, that is £125,000, to calculate the effective rate of tax, and when calculating the effective rate, the number of completed quarters runs from September 2004 to November 2010, being 24. Finally in this session, a brief word about protective trusts. A protective trust is an interest in possession trust under which a beneficiary has a right to income. However, under the terms of the trust, the interest will terminate either if the life tenant becomes bankrupt or if he tries to dispose of his interest in possession. Such trusts are typically established where a settlor does not have full confidence that the beneficiary will deal responsibly with his interest in possession. On the termination of the life interest, the trust property thereafter becomes settled onto a discretionary trust for the benefit of the life tenant and his immediate family. The life tenant no longer has a right to income as it arises, and instead the trustees can deal with the trust property at their discretion. For inheritance tax purposes, the interest in possession is deemed to continue. This means that the value of the trust will still be treated as a qualifying interest in possession in the estate of the previous life tenant in the event of his death. This will be covered in a later session. As the trust is not a relevant property trust for IHT purposes, no exit or principal charges will arise. If the trustees make a capital distribution to a beneficiary, this will be treated as a distribution by the life tenant, and in most instances will be a potentially exempt transfer for IHT purposes. There is one example for you to attempt to complete this session. The trust is non-UK domiciled, as the settlor was non-domiciled when he created the trust. The foreign assets in the trust are therefore excluded property and will not be liable to an exit charge. However, the initial value of the excluded property will need to be taken into account to calculate the rate of tax. The initial value of the trust is therefore the UK shares worth £250,000 plus the German investment property worth £600,000, giving £850,000. From this we deduct the nil band and multiply the excess by 20% to give notional tax of £105,000. The notional tax divided by the transfer of £850,000 gives us an effective rate. The effective rate is 12.353%. This is then multiplied by 30% and adjusted for the completed quarters between creation and exit. There are 34 completed quarters, giving an actual rate of tax of 3.15%. As the beneficiary pays the tax, this does not have to be grossed up. When Benjamin reached the age of 18, he became entitled to the capital assets of the trust, being the UK quoted shares, then worth £450,000, and the investment property in Germany, then worth £575,000. As the trust is non-UK domiciled, the German asset is excluded property and is not therefore subject to the exit charge. The exit charge is therefore levied on the UK shares only. The IHT payable is therefore 3.15% multiplied by £450,000, giving £14,175. That concludes this session on further aspects of discretionary trusts.